Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, it's about getting high and low in London as we cross the Millennium Bridge. And your guide? Well, it's me. There are cities whose terrain offers you spectacular vistas at every turn. Athens, Rome, Prague all make the most of their hillocky situations to deliver spectacular views, and with that, a sense that you always know where you are. In London, we also have our elevated positions, which are mostly home to people whose social standing is equally above the hoi polloi. The heavy thinkers of villagey Hampstead, the casual wealth of the residents of Primrose Hill in their fondant fancy coloured houses, and the owners of George and Piles in Highgate. When you need to anchor yourself, when you yearn to look out over this sometimes daunting city to put it all into perspective, then these high points are a good place to head. At dusk on Primrose Hill or at Hampstead's Parliament Fields, people arrive like roosting starlings to gaze towards the horizon and discern the silhouettes of iconic towers. But there is an equally anchoring alternative, and one that involves staying low. Cross a London Bridge. The Millennium Footbridge would be my recommendation. When you're exactly halfway across this bridge, with the muddy waters of the Thames charging below you, you sense that you're at the very centre of the city. You're not, but then again, you kind of are. But this being a tall story, you might like some facts at this juncture. The bridge had a troubled arrival in the city. Created by Arup, Foster and Partners and Sir Anthony Caro, it opened in June 2000 and closed after 2 days. The bridge had a natural sway, but as pedestrians matched their walk to its shifts, the bridge swayed even more. People felt sick, nervous. It took millions of pounds and numerous engineering interventions before the bridge could reopen. And by then, the millennium was long past, and the date was now February 2002. In the intervening period, Londoners had renamed the structure, calling it the Wobbly Bridge. And it's a name that, despite its now serene moves, has stuck. You'd struggle to locate someone who refers to this blade by the correct title, the London Millennium Footbridge. Wobbly is a cute name, and this metallic footbridge is loved. Its positioning helps. It takes you from the hulking Tate Modern on the southern shores of the Thames up to Wren's Paul's Cathedral. How London is that? As someone who likes to run, and likes to talk about it even more, my evening trails often take me across this bridge, and each time, I feel it. This is where I live. You catch the view east, with the river framed by the Gothic majesty of Tower Bridge, and you think of the ships that for many centuries departed from the wharfs and the warehouses here to points around the globe. And then you look west, towards that city of play and power. It's good to slow your pace, to be in the eye of the city, to feel at the heart of this story. No need to clamber up a hill. This is what gives you a perspective on London. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, city lovers.